Right, as I mentioned, it's a blessing to have our missionary, Brother Christian Morales, with us from the Philippines, and he's been in the States here for a couple of months, and he is with us here this evening to talk to us about how the ministry is going there in the Philippines and the goals that they have in the future, and I'm excited about the fact that he can be with us. And so at this time, he's going to share with us his presentation. Did you want to just start with a video, or do you want to start with a video? Okay, so...
wonderful opportunity that God has given me to come back here in your country, and I am blessed, you know, to travel, but you know, it's a blessing to be here, but at the same time it's a sacrifice, you know, and I am blessed tonight to see a good crowd. Amen.
Amen.
And to see some Filipino members here. Well, I'm your missionary. I'm your partners in the ministry back in the Philippines, in the island of Mindoro. And my name is Christian Garcia Morales. I was born and raised in the Philippines. And thank God that He saved me when I was 16 years old.
Amen.
And I surrendered my life on the same year. And I entered in Bible College last 2000. And I graduated 2004, 2008. First time to come over here in your beautiful and blessed country. I got married here. And 2011, we go back home to the Philippines, full of vision, and we just want to, you know, to serve God. But 2012, my father-in-law died. You know, we were in Olongapo City, and my father-in-law, who is your missionary, Jun Villarreal,
yes,
passed away due to massive heart attack. So we traveled about 15 hours. And then after that, we took over the church. And before that, they have a church from, you know, light materials. But the blessing is when I took over the church and with the help of our mission board, they gave us some money to build a church on that area. That was 2012. Then we enjoyed the ministry. It is growing. And until such a time, you know, when you are in the ministry, you really don't know what's gonna happen. And, you know, my wife, her name is Grace, on that same ministry, same place, God took her home at the age of 29. So, you know, it's tough, it's hard being a father and a mother to my two children. But thank God He never, you know, He sustained me.
Amen.
And He never allowed me to quit. I planned to quit in the ministry, but thank God He never allowed me to
Amen.
Quit. 2017, the second church was built. God allowed me to come over here. And I traveled for 2 months, so the Lord has been good to me. And I was able to raise enough fund to build the second building. And this time, this trip is the third church, you know. Pray for that. I'm going back home on the 31st of this month, and I'm pretty close to my goal, so I am blessed and thankful to God for His provision and His protection while I am here in your blessed country. So thank you so much, church, for being my partners in the ministry. It was 2010, if I'm not mistaken, when this church took me on for, you know, support and for being my partner. And since then, you know, God has been good. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you all, your prayers, your love, and your support towards the ministry.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God it was August 29, 1999 when I got saved.
Amen.
So my name is Christian, but I became a real Christian Sunday morning, August 29 of 1999. My mom brought me to the church, and the church never saved me, but someone from the church, a man, opened his Bible and showed me the gospel, you know, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And though I'm a Christian, but at that time, I'm still lost. And I grew up in Sunday school, but prior to that, I was dedicated in a Catholic church, you know. And my dad, you know, taught me to do good. But, you know, I just thank the Lord that a missionary went to our place and started preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother JM's dad got saved first. Then my oldest brother, my mom. And praise God that this moment of time, all of us are Christians. By the grace of God. My older brother is a missionary My youngest brother is a missionary. He will become a missionary. My three sisters got married to a pastor. And I have one niece and one nephew down in Marietta Bible College, and they will become a missionary too. Amen. So we're blessed by the grace of God. Before, my four brothers were troublemaker. They were addict, you know. We don't have any direction, but thank God that our family now is serving the Lord. You know, our family now are serving the Lord. So tonight, I just want to be a blessing, and thank you for that wonderful song. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the singing, and you really ministered to our hearts. We're only a sinner, saved by grace. And as you have watched my video presentation, 2012, the first church was built, and then 2017, and by the grace of God, it was, using by God for His glory. And then before pandemic, we were able to buy a piece of land. It's 750 square meter. We started the Saturday class for children at the same time as soul winning. So we have now five believers who got baptized on that area. And we have about 15 to 30 children every Saturday. The problem, we don't have any shades or place. So God laid on my heart to build a church on that place for His glory. So pray for me and pray for the ministry. I don't know if you understand my accent, but I'm a Filipino, and I'm not used to speak in English. It's only by the grace of God. Amen. So if you understand me, just nod your head, okay? Yes. If you don't understand me, just continue act like that. So, well, I'm able to give the update regarding the ministry. Now I'm going to give the report about my two children. Remember Elijah and Ela, you know. Elijah sang His Life for Mine way back 2019. And he's growing, he's learning ukulele. But Ela, you know, she's kind of, she loves music too. She played ukulele, guitar, a little bit in piano. But now, she's learning to play violin. Is that fiddle or violin? Violin. Do you know what is the difference between fiddle and the violin? Fiddle is for Saturday night, you know. Violin is for Sunday morning. All right. Pray for them. Ela is involved in the ministry at her young age. She joined, herself teaching kids while she's playing a violin. I am thankful to God, you know, for giving them to me, and train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So pray for them. And as you know that I'm a widower, it's been 6 years, it's been a tough time, I don't know what to do, because my wife and I never talk about when you die, I will get married. Okay? When I die, you get married. No, I don't know if you talk about it. No, of course not, right? So I don't know what to do. But I asked God to prepare myself. And I saw my children, they are growing, and the ministry, and I need the, partner in the ministry. The time I prepared my heart, the time I asked God to prepare myself, a young woman, a beautiful woman, attended our church. And without knowing that our members, ladies, in the church, they are praying for me. And then when they saw her, they started, So, they prayed for me and they prayed for her. I prayed for her. I prayed for a partner. So, I approached her. Can I pray for you, sister? And she said, of course, you're a pastor. So, you can pray for me. But prayer without work is dead. So, I talked to her parents. They cried, They cried because they know that when a pastor prayed, we have a little bit favor from God. So both of them cried. I talked to her pastor for formality. I talked to my children. They cried. And Elijah said, don't you love mommy? Of course I love your mom, but she's gone. And you need someone to, you know, that you can call mommy or tita or, you know. And every time I mention her to them on prayer, they cried. They cried. So pray for them. But her name is Eunice. By the grace of God, you know, in the Philippines, you know, she said yes, you know, to me. So we've been together for a year. And I'm planning to get married this year. I plan to get married this year. So pray for her. She loves the ministry. She loves my children. And I think she loves me too. So pray for her. She's a public teacher. She's taking a masteral this time. Hopefully by April or June, she'll be graduated. And we're planning to get married on December. So I bought her a ring, engagement ring. You know, during Black Friday is cheaper. Yeah, don't tell her, okay? So, someone said, what is the difference between complete and finish? And the other guy answered it like this. If you marry a right person, you are complete. But when you marry a wrong person, you are finished. But if you marry a person who loves shopping, you are completely finished. And marrying a wrong person is like COVID-19, you know? Every day, new cases. But anyway, thank God for this church. Thank you for being my partners in the ministry. Now let's go to the Word of God. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Before I'm going to read, let's ask the Lord to bless our time together. Let's pray. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this evening. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the songs and for the fellowship. Thank you for this church, for being my partner. Thank you, Lord God, for their loves to missions and the missionaries. I pray, Lord, that you bless our time together. Bless your word. Challenge us, Lord. Guide us. Lead us. And rebuke us also. And I pray, dear God, that you bless our time together. I can do nothing to apart from thee, O Lord God. So, Lord, give me words to say. Give me knowledge and wisdom, power and liberty to preach thy word. And may we glorify thy name, O Lord God. Help me and bless this evening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 28. And it's a very popular verse. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. And in verse 20. The Bible says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." We know this verse or passage of scriptures as our Great Commission. This is our Great Commission. And remember, the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was buried, you know. But he rose again according to the scriptures. When he's about to go to heaven, he left this verse to the 12 disciples, to the church, or we claim that this is our Great Commission. So nowadays, I we're sad to say that our Great Commission, some people, you know, they take it very easy or not really important. Not really important. But I just want to let you know that tonight, you know, this verse is not a request. This is not a request. This is not a suggestion. This is not a suggestion, or it's not a simple statement. And some people, you know, take it like a feeling. If you feel to go, then you will go. But if you don't feel to go, you just stay. But it is very plain and clear that this verse is the command of the Master. Yes, that's right. This is the command of the Master. Amen. This is our great commission. This is our task. This is our mandate, responsibility as a born-again believers. And this verse is not just only for missionaries or for pastors, for deacons, or for leader of the church. I just want to let you know that tonight this is for everyone. Yes. If you are saved tonight, you are a missionary. That's right. If you are saved tonight, you are a missionary. Yes. You know, because every saved person is a missionary, and every lost soul is a mission field.
Yes.
Is a mission field. So we have an urgent task, you know. We have an urgent task or command by our Lord Jesus Christ to go. You know, it's not for Chinese people, you know, Mr. Go or Mr. Yi, you know. The Lord Jesus Christ is, you know, giving us the responsibility as a born-again believers, Christian. But the question is, when was the last time, you know, you talked to someone and you shared the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? And we know that people are dying. Men are crying. We know that there is hell. We know that there is heaven, but thank God that there is hope through the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, this is a very clear that this is the command of the Master, and the Word of God must be preached in any place. Amen? It might be in your workplace, in school, you know, wherever you are. So you have the opportunity to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ died for us. Died for us, you know. So the Word of God must be preached in any place, at in any circumstances. Even if you have a problem, even if you are confused, discouraged, because Paul said to Timothy, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. That's right. When everything goes well, preach the word. When everything goes bad, preach the word.
Amen.
Amen? Preach the word. Because this is our mandate. This is our responsibility as a Christian. Thank God, you know, it's Sunday evening and you have a good crowd, Pastor. You have young people, you have young ones. I've been in church, you know, where there is only senior was there, you know. And, but I just thank the Lord that we know our duty, we know our responsibility, and we know, you know, what we're supposed to do for the glory of God.
Yep.
To lead someone for Christ. To lead someone for Christ. This is the command of the Master. You are commanded. Amen. I appreciate our partnership in the ministry. I appreciate your support, your prayers. But don't let, you know, this opportunity to be wasted. Because you yourselves, you can reach your people. What the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost upon you, and ye shall be what? Witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the Philippines. You know that Philippines has 7,107 islands. And I'm on the island of Mindoro, the seventh largest island. And we have about 187 dialects. And people in the Philippines, we have about 100 million. And on my place, we have about 153,000. And we know that every 3 seconds, someone died. Someone died, you know. And we as Christian, we should do what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
If you are saved tonight, you are a missionary. And if you are not saved tonight, talk to Pastor.
Yes.
And he will open to you the Bible, the Word of God, and he will show you how to get saved.
Amen.
And how to be saved.
Amen.
Amen? And remember in the book of Acts, they were under persecution, but they keep preaching the Word of God. That's why Philip went to Samaria, in the city of Samaria, and he preached the Word of God then. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 8, if I'm not mistaken in verse 8, and there was a great joy in that city. Isn't it good if someone got saved?
Yes.
Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over what? One sinner that repented.
That's right.
That over one sinner that repented. So, Christian, we are reminded by God that we have a task, we have the Great Commission, and we should obey the Word of God. Jesus Christ said that if you love me, keep my commandments. Have you ever said that to your husband? If you love me, keep my commandments. All right. Anyway, I'm practicing two words for my... Her name is Eunice. Eunice. As in like Timothy's mom. Oh, no. Yeah, Timothy's mom, Eunice. And Eunice means victorious and conquerors. So she conquered my heart and she claimed the victory. You know? But, we are commanded by God to go. Amen? We should go. And the word both is, it means at the same time or simultaneously. While you are reaching your neighbors, your loved ones here in United States, you know, we are reaching also our people back in the Philippines. So thank God for this church and thank God for your prayers and support. Number two, it's not only the command of the master, but we can see that the content of the message. The content of the message is no other than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto save salvation to everyone that believe, to the Jew first, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." There is no other way.
That's right.
Not baptism, not good works,
right.
not church, you know. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
Right.
The gospel, the death, amen, burial, and resurrection, the content of the message is no other than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Paul said in Acts, if you preach another gospel, let him be accursed. Because we cannot replace what the Lord Jesus Christ had done on the cross of Calvary in order for you to go to heaven. Not good works, amen? Not good works. Now, the Bible says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them which believe not. Many people tonight, you know, they are blind to the truth. They are bound, you know. They are blind, they are bound, and they bowed to the wrong God. They were bowed to the wrong God. They were blind, you know. They have blindfolds. Lest the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ should shine unto them. And we are here, Christians. We are here. We can help someone, you know, to take that blindfold. What do you call that? To take that blindfold so they may see the truth.
Yes.
So they may see the truth. So they may see Christ. That's why we should live as a living testimony for the glory of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How can you know that you are saved if God changed your lives? You cannot say that you are saved and we're still living in sin. And there is no changes at all. You know? So, the content of the message is no other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? The command of the master, the content of the message, the companion of the missionary. Don't be scared. Because the Bible says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, the Bible says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Young people, I encourage you to talk to your friends. Maybe you talk many things, you know, about your future, about your course, you know, about something.
But don't be afraid to talk to him about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Young people, I encourage you to talk to your friends and, you know, each one of us, talk to someone. Talk to someone who doesn't save and share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Share the love of God. Amen? Share the love of God. If you know John 3:16, you can share it. You can share it to your friends, to your neighbors, to your co-workers, to your loved ones. What John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa sanlibutan, binigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang ang sino man sa kanya ay sumampalataya hindi mapahamak, kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. I'm not in speaking tongue, okay? This is our dialect. The reason, the ransom, the result. In John 3:16, the reason why would God love me? There is a reason. The ransom is the Lord Jesus Christ, and the result, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So, the companion of the missionary, the Lord Jesus Christ promised it. He promised it. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He promised of protection, the promise of provision when you are in the ministry and we obey God's word, if we obey his will or command, we were able to see the power of God. Do you know that I am here because of prayer and the power of prayer and the power of God? It's hard to come over here in your beautiful and blessed country. Even my nephew, you know, our English is limited. So if I preach 3 hours, it's, you know, it is the power of God. No, but it's hard to come over here. But thank God he allowed us to come over here. Millionaires in the Philippines, businessmen, they got denied. But we, you know, pastors, ordinary person got visa. You know, because God has something in our heart. God laid in our hearts. So pray for him, pray for me. So the companion of the missionary. And then the challenge from from this verse, the challenge, you know, the challenge to go to the mission field. To go to the mission field. Thank God tonight that we have missionary to Bulgaria.
Yeah, amen.
Amen? Thank God that God is still calling pastor and preachers, young men and women, who is going to foreign field or foreign mission. So it's a blessing. It's a challenge, you know. We answer the call of God. We answer the call of God. It's not easy. Maybe, you know, your missionary don't know what's gonna happen in Bulgaria. But it's by faith that God will take care of them, you know. If you're going to the Philippines, you know, we will take care of you. But the first thing that I will buy for you is mosquito net, you know. But the challenge, you know, go to the foreign missions or each one bring one. The challenge tonight, if you young people can bring one for the glory of God or each one bring one for us, you know, we can turn this place upside down. We can turn this place upside down for the glory of God. If you cannot go, then give. Give. Be involved in mission. Amen? Be involved in mission giving for the glory of God. You know what? You have the resources. And you are blessed beyond measure. Is that right? You are blessed. America is blessed beyond measure. If you don't feel blessed, visit the Philippines. You will see how blessed you are. You have cars, you have house, you know, you have foods, you have Walmart, you have dogs, you have cats, you know, you insure them. We don't have any insurance in the Philippines. When we got sick, oh, we wait. If God, you know, called us home, then yeah, you know. If you feel cold, you can easily turn on your heater. if you are, you know, you have aircon, you are blessed beyond measure. You have the resources and you are capable to visit your missionary, you know, somewhere. So try to visit them so that you can see the fruits of your labor. The challenge. Amen? The challenge. I hope and I pray that every time the word is preached in this pulpit, your heart, you know, has been challenged by the word of God. So the challenge, you know, and I challenge you to visit me. You know, I heard a joke, and the missionary said, if you love your pastor, send him to the Philippines. If you don't love him, buy him one way, you know. Anyway, I know you love your pastor. It's hard if the church has no pastor. Amen? You can see the smile, you know, but behind that, you know, pastor is praying for you. And most of the time, we never shared our own problem. And we can understand one another because we're pastor. But maybe some of you don't understand what the pastor, you know, is experiencing in life, something like that. But you should love your pastor, and we should you should support your pastor, honor and respect them. But anyway, in this passage of the scriptures, you know, our main ministry back in the Philippines is soul winning, church planting, and then training our nationals. We have the clear command from God. Why wait call? Why wait call if there's a command? Why wait the calling if there's a command? The command of the master, the content of the message, is not fairy tale. You know, it's not anything else but the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the companion of the missionary. We have companion. Jesus Christ said in Hebrews 13, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The challenge and the conviction must be from the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Maybe Pastor Wise preached it many times, but tonight it's another confirmation from the word of God. Thank you so much for supporting me and the ministry back in the Philippines. Pray for that building, you know. Ever since, the way I, you know, I share it to the church, you know, I'm praying for family who will donate $100 for that building, and I'm able to build that. And I'm pretty close. I'm going back home on the 31st. I just need the 50 family who will do that. And when I go back, I believe, you know, I'm able to build a church for the glory of God. And I don't know if I'm able to come back, but I love to. I will bring my two children and Eunice, you know. So, but we don't know, right? Because rapture is imminent. It could happen in a moment and any time. But if we get to heaven, you know, and don't be surprised if you see a lot of brownie, short, skinny Filipino. Yeah. And they will shake your hands and they will say, thank you for giving to the Lord. Because through your missionary, you have plenty of missionary from the Philippines, about a dozen maybe, and they will shake your hand, different dialect. They will say, thank you, salamat, because you gave to mission. Thank you for giving to the Lord, because through those missionary, I'm able to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much for our partnership. God bless you all. God bless you all. From the bottom of my heart, I just want to let you know that I am thankful and grateful to God for being your partners in the ministry. God bless you.